After 18 years of leading the nation's most prominent abortion rights group, Kate Michelman is retiring. She plans to step down as president of Narrow Pro-Choice America next April. Michelman says the illness of both her husband and daughter contributed to the decision. And although she believes it's a pivotal time in the fight for abortion rights, Michelman says her choice was simple.
My family needs me more. I need to be there for them in a way that my day-to-day job doesn't allow. And the second reason is that I want to devote a significant amount of my time to electing a pro-choice president, because I think the future for a woman's right to personal privacy and freedom of choice really rests on the outcome of that election.
You said in the past you thought Roe versus Wade could be reversed under the right political circumstances, and are those circumstances present now?
Oh, the circumstances are present. Americans don't conceive of losing freedoms and rights, but we have a president who is committed to ending legal abortion. We have a Congress, both houses of which are controlled by those who want to take away a woman's right to privacy and a woman's right to choose. We have state legislatures that are dominated by those who have little value for the right to choose. So the landscape is such that it is possible. Also, this president, if he serves until 2008, is poised to have the possibility of nominating to the Supreme Court 2, 3, possibly even 4 Supreme Court justices. Roe versus Wade could be reversed, or certainly the protections guaranteed by Roe could be eviscerated, and women would no longer have a right to choose.
But it's withstood challenge for, what, 20 years now?
30.
30.
30 years.
Math challenge.
But the last decision, Bob, that the Supreme Court issued on Roe versus Wade was 5-4 in 2000.
You know, of course, there's equal passion on what you call the other side. And I know women who would stand with you on every issue but this one.
Well, there's passion on the other side, but they don't have the same numbers. Americans are fundamentally opposed to government interfering in our personal lives. They understand clearly that that's not the role of government. And so though there's passion on the other side for denying women this constitutional and fundamental right to choose, the American public is not in support of that position. And if the president is honest about what he intends to do in naming Supreme Court justices who will overrule Roe, he would lose votes. So I'll bet you a dime to a donut that he will not campaign as a president who wants to contribute to overturning Roe versus Wade. I'll bet you won't hear that. The danger is that the American public doesn't realize how close we are. And my job, while I'm at NARAL, and then after I leave, while I invest myself in the next presidential election, is to educate the American public, mobilize them, and bring a strong pro-choice voice in the election of 2004.
Kate Michelman, president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. She will leave her post in April 2004.